What did you make of that performance? That was the performance I think you were after, I'm going to suggest.
A team that's got bundles of energy, bundles of togetherness. You know, and before the kick-off, after losing back-to-back games against a team that's won three on the spin, you know, probably people are thinking the worst. But we regrouped on Saturday night. A lot of work that goes on behind the scenes at this football club to get us ready. We had a meeting again last night. We was meticulous with our instructions before the game at half-time, and the lads were absolutely superb. To a man, they were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, there was 8 9s and 10s tonight. We had so much trouble picking a man of the match. I'll come to the man of the match we picked in a second. But just to give you some clues, we didn't give it to these players. However, we have to say these players were 10 out of 10. Guy Hall and Cheick Tiao. My goodness me. That's the kind of fullback play you were after this season.
That is as good as it gets. That's the best I've seen our fullbacks play. You know, and I'm going back to your Adam Dodd eras. You know, them two fullbacks tonight, the amount of energy, tenacity, quality, up and down. I mean, that's how we play. They're all wide men. And then you can see what happens in behind that. You know, the three getting on the ball in JL, Keno, you know, freeing up Nick. You know, I just thought we were magnificent over the park. I've got to give special mention to Charlie Ennis. I have to do it, and I don't think I'd be forgiving myself if I didn't. You know, he hasn't played a lot of football, but you know when you need that leadership, you need that calm head. You need just that experience, come off the hour, come off the man, and you know, maybe he is getting towards the end of his career, but when you've got to throw him in a game like that to get his points, he was a colossal for me today.
We gave him man of the match.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, 110% without doubt. And people soon write off Charlie Ennis. They don't see what he does in there.
Most appearances last season.
They don't see the energy that he brings for the lads, the recovery sessions he puts on, the songs before, the songs after, the togetherness, the one-to-ones. And then masterminding and rolling back the years and the performance, which I thought he was excellent.
It was a good game of football. This both teams were really going for it. It was a very entertaining 1-0 to say the least, but it is a 1-0, and that then takes me to the defence more generally. I think Jones and Oliver would be the first to say, you know, Saturday wasn't the best. This was much better, much more comprehensive.
I mean, I said to Charlie Oliver at half time, that's more like Charlie Oliver that we signed in pre-season. I don't think he's hit his heights yet, but tonight he was outstanding with Curtis. Pat behind him looked really confident. But when you've got that kind of that defensive triangle, and I'll go back to Ennis and Jones and Oliver with the reassurance of boys in behind, you can free your fullbacks up the way we do. And we got high, and we got Donoghue high, and we got Keane high. And there were some times in that game where we were just so good on the eye, and then our fitness levels were incredible. We just went up gears, especially in the last 15 minutes. You know, the lads dropped gears and away they went. So, you know, listen, I don't like losing. If you knock us down, we come back, and that's the important thing about this group in here. They're hungry, they've got loads of energy, they're willing to learn. We respect each other, and you see that tonight. It's a great performance.
Yeah, and well, Blardo, you like scoring, eh?
Good player. Don't know if you've seen what he did in the first half. I didn't take my eyes off him. He occupied the five every time, pinning him to allow our three to go in behind.
Cox and Fenton had to foul him on occasion.
I mean, Bernardo, that's a super performance from him, and he's only going to get better. You know, so, you know, delighted. But then you've got Max Kane who can come on as well. And you've got options. You know, Keegan Hartley comes back in the squad tonight. Great when he come on. And, you know, we may have to bring Pavnar back in because Donoghue looks like he's done his hamstring. But that's why we've got the squad we've got. And if we can keep everyone happy, which I think we will be able to do, we'll be all right.
I was going to mention that it wasn't all great tonight because of Donoghue having to go off. I mean, it's early days to assess where we're at, but was it precautionary or is it definitely gone?
It was precautionary. No, it was tight at half time, and you know he's put a lot of minutes in. Listen, Donoghue is just having horrendous luck with his hamstrings, but he'll get back. You know, hopefully it's just a niggle. He might have missed out the bank holiday weekend. But you know, when I could turn to the bench and I look at Luke Griffiths come on his replacement, or you know, I've got Depp McLaughlin who doesn't get on the bench today. You know, I'm happy. You know, I'm not last season where Donoghue had to come off. I'm shuffling the pack. I'm having to put a centre half in at centre mid, or I'm dropping a wide man in centre mid. And we haven't got that now. We've got real quality in all areas, and I think everyone's bought into the process and they can see. You know, you just look at Keegan and Pav. You know, they could have both left straight away. Pav's here tonight supporting the boys. Keegan gets his opportunity. Pav will get his opportunity to come back in Saturday. That's a team that wants to be together, and everyone wants to play football. But there'll be lots of minutes for lots of players this season, and hopefully that we can just keep utilising them all and keep getting the best out of everybody. And, you know, we'll see where it goes.
And just the last question on the players tonight, because like I said, it's 8 9s and 10s, but you said in your post-match interview, good start to get Baru back. Let's give him 60 minutes, hopefully. He did the 60 minutes.
He was tired.
Yeah. But that, you know, that adds to your headaches. So yeah, what no, you're just talking about.
Absolutely. But, you know, I made the three substitutions today.
Good substitutions.
And listen to the fans, you know, the appreciation, the applause of every one of them, knowing that they put a real shift in. And listen, man, I've talked about this is a young squad. You know, we put their ages of their players up against ours. This is a young squad. And to lose back-to-back games, and then knowing you're going to come here in front of 1,500 fans tonight, it's daunting for the lads, but they just dug in. And listen, anybody, just dare to criticise. It's not fair. These lads are a really, really good group and, you know, going to go far. You know, whether or not it's this season or not, they're willing to learn. They want to play for the badge. They want to play for the shirt. They've had a down moment. But you know what? All credit to them tonight. They've come out fighting and they've won the game. And now that kicks us on into the Bank Holiday weekend.
Next up, Macclesfield.
Yeah, someone said they've got beat tonight.
They got beat tonight.
Yeah, so three. So listen, three. So, you know, and that's Lancaster. So there's nothing surprises me in this league. Nothing at all. It's a really, really... People will start listening to me. It's a really, really strong competitive league. And you've got to be on your best every single game. So Macclesfield coming here will be smarting. They haven't won. Everyone's going to be going, what's gone on there? But nothing. Lancaster would have put on a good performance tonight and probably got what they deserved. I don't know about any other result. The important thing for us tonight is that we bounce back. You know, we've taken 6 from 12 now. That's a great return going into the Bank Holiday weekend. And hopefully we can pick up a point, a couple of points, 3 points, who knows. But from the start we've had, it's a tough start. We've done all right. We've come through it. And yeah, we can look back and go, what if Stafford? What if Marine? But let's not go what if, because we've done it against Worksop. We've done it against Ilkeston. And hopefully we'll go and try and do it against Macclesfield or Ratcliffe.
And just to mention for Macclesfield, get yourself down here. This should be... bumper crowd-wise. The atmosphere tonight was another level. Dropped before half time. That's because people go, do you want anything from the bar? I think it was good tonight. Overall.
I've got to say thanks. You know, very rarely do I try and urge the fans on. They usually go, but for the last 10 minutes I was waving my arms, I was trying to get them up, and they just went and they dropped a gear, and the noise around the stadium was incredible, and you don't understand how much that helps us. You know, the lads just driving us home, and they did. Listen, they did, and I'm really proud. Now, this is gone. This is gone. We recover, we train, we get in for a hectic weekend, you know, Saturday and Monday, and it's going to be the battle of the fittest, but I know we're a fit group and we'll recover well. And if we've got one or two injuries, that's okay. You know, we've got to utilise our squad. But just a big thanks to everyone that did keep the faith, because these are good group, and they're going to put smiles on people's faces. And I keep saying that, you know, stick with them, and you never know. One thing they will do is work till the 90th minute or 95th minute or 97th minute, and the ref got it tonight. So, you know, I'm a proud manager, but it's about them. You know, it's about them.
Good stuff. Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us.
Brilliant.
Big congratulations for a great evening. And, yeah, we'll catch up again on Saturday.
Cheers, Ben.
See you soon.